This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we should
recently
vote. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, much to cover. Craziness. You know how I always talk about standing back and being apathetic, you add strength to tyranny. When you allow the lawless to do the things that they lawlessly do, you only add strength to tyranny. You embolden them to do more. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton, prime example. Look at Bill Clinton, prime example. Just give him a pass. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Look at Obama. Yesterday, I shared with you concerning how dummied down the American people have become and how dummied down they are. And I started saying some names like Maxine Waters and Jerry Brown, Mark Dayton, Keith Ellison, Cory Booker, Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Paul Ryan. The list goes on. Folks, here, let me share with you what I have in front of my face right now. State tells Christian filmmakers make same-sex marriage films or spend 90 days in jail. Did you hear this? I don't know. Is it just me? But I thought the sodomite community, I thought they were the victims. Well, of course we know that they're not the victims. Because bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the homosexual lifestyle, said Kevin Jennings. You know, Obama's safe schools are, right? Yeah. You know, remember his icon, Harry Hay? Yeah, from NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, that's supposedly surveilled by none other than the FBI. Yeah, right? And their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late, and Americans are still trying to figure out what the problem is. Isn't it interesting, since the American people have given a pass to the sodomite communities, how you've encouraged them to do the things that they do, and now the Muslims are doing the same thing? See, when you're dealing with lawless people, friends, this is what begins to take place. This is coming to my aid, and I want to pull this up again because warning went unheeded, and now we're beginning to see the fruit of exactly what I was talking about. Did you know that over in the UK, there's a transgender man that identifies as a dog? And says chasing sticks and playing on all fours has brought him closer to his husband. Did you know that over in the UK, did you know that there's women that are actually marrying bridges? I kid you negative. They're marrying bridges. And see, the corruption in government loves this because it gives more control to tyranny over the people in the UK. And what they do is they use the baser sort, They put them in the victim position, and then they make a special right, they call them. It's not a right, it's a privilege. God didn't give them a right to violate his law. Read Leviticus 18:22, Leviticus 20:13. Go over to Romans 1:24 and read the rest of the chapter. Or if you just want me to tell you, I can. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. They wanted to dare the justice of God, and they got a response. Well, that's exactly what's happening over in the UK, because we're seeing they're being plundered from A to Z concerning the countries over in Europe now by the Muslims. Yep. I mean, this is craziness. You have a judge that's been and has become so emboldened that now either you make, to filmmakers, Christian filmmakers, either you make same-sex marriage films or you can go to jail for 90 days. Folks, are you out of your minds? Is this judge that emboldened to make such a statement as that? Do you understand why I continuously say what our forefathers said? Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. No judge in the United States of America has any business whatsoever taking the law and using the law against itself and making themselves the law. They're rising above God's law. Read Isaiah 14. That didn't work out very well for them. Satan it is. But it's interesting how they want to elevate themselves above the law as if to suggest that they can do this. No, America, they can't do this. And this is why I remember seeing a kid when I remember seeing a movie when I was about 16 years old, and it was in Minneapolis, and I loved the martial arts. And the movie was called Kill or Be Killed. And this is, again, why I continuously make reference to our forefathers. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Folks, these filmmakers shouldn't have a thing to worry about. But I want to tell you something. This judge is emboldened to say the things that they say, and in this particular case, because they know that the people at large are just going to let them get away with it and act as if this judge has the authority to do so. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. You remove the judge, America. It's called justice in judgment. You remove the judge. And then what you do after you impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, you go back and look throughout their records and you find other violations. And then you indict them for their crimes against we the people. That's the message the American people have to send to corruption. Because if you don't, well, look what's happening today. Anthony Weiner's getting out of jail, folks. He's a pedophile. Sexting while married to a Huma Abedin? Whoa, he's getting out early. Man, he's getting another pass, isn't he, friends? Yep. You let them commit one crime, they're bound to commit another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. I mean, look at Barack Hussein Obama. 1,180 times he transgressed. He gave the American people the finger when he was violating our laws. And the American people gave him a pass. Because the American people, 325.7 million people, stood back and said, well, there's really nothing we can do. The people voted him in. Really? They voted him in? Can you prove that, please? Well, that's what the media is. Oh, that's right. We don't believe the media. Oh, Bradley, you may have a point there. Well, we can even bring in the guys that are adjusting these polling machines, that are making these polling machines and giving favor to the party that pays the most. We can have them tell you if you don't believe what I'm telling you. But I guess that's not good enough. Neither is it. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. I'm going to come back, friends, and I'm going to hit on a point that I hit on before. Because what I'm talking about right now also applies to big corporations in the United States. Remember, the law is there to protect the weak against the strong, not the strong against the weak. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Again, folks, if you're Liberty Radio, media.com. Facebook is Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. It's just that simple. We follow the Christ. Period. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States. Right on. We're ruled by law, not by corruption, friends. We're ruled by God, not by tyrants. Let me say that again. We're ruled by God, not by tyrants. God gave us our rights. Tyrants did not give us privileges. It was just highlighting during the first segment, friends, how the American people, through apathy, are adding strength to tyranny. They're so emboldened now, a judge in Minnesota says Christian filmmakers make same-sex marriage films or spend 90 days in jail. So if we go to Deuteronomy 19:19, we're to do to them what they meant to do to us as a false witness. Well, this judge doesn't have a lawful backbone to stand on or to make reference to concerning why they would have to go to jail. But these people, through false accusations, can point their finger back at this corrupt judge and say, you know what, we're going to bring this to the public, and we are going to have you removed, and we're going to have you indicted after you're impeached. Article 2, Section 4. And again, that's the message that the American people have to send forth, because if it doesn't, it's going to go on. It's just that simple. And I know that the latter is what the American people aren't going to do. And that is anything about corruption in this country. And therein lies the problem that we're having in this country once again. I have another thought coming to me concerning the topic. And it was Edmund Burke who said, I'm pulling it up right now, I just want to make sure that I give you the exact quote, that kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principle. Did you hear that? And we don't have a king in this country outside of Jesus Christ. We have no king but King Jesus. Listen again carefully. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Kings will be tyrants by policy when subjects are rebels from principles. How right on. Oh, how emboldened our representatives in the state of Minnesota. And this is happening across the United States of America. In Minnesota, the DFL party calls for guillotines for Republicans. Okay, they're caught up into this little game, and I don't care about the party affiliation. Just make it clear, I'm for the law. Calls for guillotines for their opposition? Well, what happened to the terroristic threats, friends? Give me a break. I mean, things are getting to the point where they're so far out of hand. America, you should just simply be ashamed of what you tolerate. In so many different ways. Which moves me into censorship. And how censorship works. And how you're emboldening those that are now censoring free speech. Today on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook will ramp up censorship leading up to the midterm elections. Interesting. Whoa, when I read the Bill of Rights, which I have right in front of me, it says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith, or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. But I guess if your Facebook, if your Twitter, if your YouTube, if you're Google or one of the big tech companies monopolizing, working against free speech in America that opposes them for their crimes and how they are being subversive to American government, I guess that they have a right now to go ahead and censor who they will at will. Really? Wow. This is the first I've ever heard of it. Facebook will ramp up censorship leading up to the midterm elections. This is interesting because 5 years ago when I started sonsoflibertymedia.com, going on 6 years now, I've shared this with my listeners. And if you haven't heard this, you're about to hear it. The first month we had 400,000 coming to my website. First month. Second month, about 800,000. Third month, going on and tipping into 1 million viewers per month. We were growing exponentially. Quick, real fast. And then all of a sudden, it was like someone pulled the rug from under us. So I got a hold of the head of an organization that oversees some of these websites, and I said to him, listen, I'm telling you, Facebook and Twitter and Google and the big tech companies are doing something behind closed doors. And he said, Bradley, that's conspiratorial. I shared a little of this with you yesterday, but the saga continues, let me tell you. So what I did is last night I was online and I noticed that some of his sites, all of a sudden out of nowhere, who had 2 million people on one particular site, where Facebook just came in and censored them without explanation. Spent over $250,000 in ads. The day before yesterday, I told you about the triple amputee, Brian Colfidge, where he had 3.5 million friends. He spent over $350,000 on ads with Facebook. And guess what they did? They decided to pull his website, 3 weeks before midterms? Brian Fisher from American Family Association, that Christian ministry out in Mississippi, had his prayer page banned by Facebook. And why is Facebook and big tech companies doing this? Because the American people don't know the difference. But I'm telling you, there is a difference. Everything that they are doing through censorship right now is completely illegal every step of the way. And I'm going to get some more of that in just a moment. Now, I know we've seen the little charade that they had and how they were grilled by the congressmen and the senators and Washington, D.C., but that was nothing more than a show because those questions were all scripted. They were not substantive, friends, in the sense of what they were going to ask them, as if to suggest they were really trying to get in there and find out what was going on. And the fact of the matter is you can sit there and going to Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, you can go sit there and ask him all the questions you want. The fact of the matter is the fruit's hanging all over Facebook's tree concerning their violations of the First Amendment. See, but nobody paid attention to that. They were just caught up into the grilling that the media was sent, that was sending the American people. You were caught up into the excitement. You were entertained out of more of your freedoms because they caught you up in something that is completely irrelevant every step of the way. They just wanted to appease you, like we call Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz. They're the great American appeasers, just like the rest of them, concerning their grillings of that of Facebook, their grillings of that of Twitter, their grillings of that of Google and other big tech companies. It's a joke. It's a total joke, and the joke's on you, America. So what I did, after I seen that some more of these sites were taken down, and by the way, I told you the day before that, a friend of ours had 20 million followers on Facebook. They just shut down his page without any heads up, without any notice whatsoever. Just shut it down. And I'm thinking to myself, what's going on with you people? So now going back to the guy that told me that, Bradley, you know what? You're getting a little conspiratorial. No, wait a second. First of all, conspiracies are very real. Number one, Jeremiah 11:9. Okay? And there is no shadow of a doubt that there's a conspiracy going on here. There's an alliance with these big tech companies because they're censoring at will. And they're doing it together, step by step, by step by step. I mean, folks, if you didn't get the first chill going up your spine when that alleged shooting took place in Florida, friends, at Parkland High School, when the eyewitnesses saw Nicholas Cruz, or they were talking with him, how all of those videos were censored. And anybody dare speak out against David Hogg and call him out for who he is and his affiliations with George Soros and Valerie Jarrett and so on and so forth, they would just censor you. Just think about that. They censored you. They shut you down. Well, I know that there's some out there that are ignorant enough to believe that, well, Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube, well, they have their own platform and you agree to their terms, really. Okay, well, we're going to get to that when I get back on the other side. Again, if you want to call in, correct me, set me straight, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. On Wednesday, President Trump asked each of his cabinet secretaries to cut 5% of their respective budgets. Republican Congressman Sean Duffy of Wisconsin told Fox News it should be easy to cut some spending.
There is so much room for us to reduce spending in the federal government, and I think everybody, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, agrees on that. And for me, that was music to my ears to hear the president say, we're going to start to reduce how much we're spending. My dad always said, it's not how much you make, it's how much you spend. We're bringing in great revenue. Let's start trying to fix how much goes out the door, and let's be more efficient with the taxpayers' money. Let's spend the taxpayers' money the way they would spend their money, which is cautiously.
President Trump said today the United States has asked Turkey for audio or video evidence of the possible murder of a Saudi journalist, if it exists. The president also said he plans on meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who is on his way back from a trip to Turkey and Saudi Arabia. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-99933. Just talking about Facebook. Well, and by the way, for those that stand back and say they can do what they want, just wanted to let you know you're adding strength to tyranny. Just sharing the conversation I had with an individual who told me 5 years ago, going on six now, when we first put up sonsoflibertymedia.com, we had about 1 million people coming to our site, just tipping into it, breaking into it, I should say. Within the first 3 months, and then all of a sudden it was like someone pulled the rug from under us. We were ranking 14,000 the first month that we were out there. That's how well we were doing. And then all of a sudden it was like someone just pulled the rug right from under us. And I went to this guy that oversees some sites, a lot of sites, as a matter of about 70 sites. And I told him, I said, listen, there's something going on with Facebook and Twitter and Google and these big tech companies. And he said, Bradley, come on, you're getting conspiratorial. And I said, well, don't tell me I didn't tell you. Okay. So I noticed that a couple of his sites, major sites, just went down yesterday. And over the last couple of days, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. And I said, I remember telling you, this was last night, I said, I remember telling you what Facebook was doing 3 months after I started my site. And I said, you said, let's not get conspiratorial. And then I said, and I wasn't being smart, I was being sincere about it. I said, what was that? I said, it is an alliance of conspiracy. I said, it's illegal, brother, and it is time to bring the law in. Enough. And then I said, I just seen so-and-so site, and I just seen the other site that was pulled. These were major sites on his network. And by the way, this is what the enemy's afraid of, that you network, America. They don't want you, America. Your enemies do not want you networking. They do not want you networking. They want to use the media to belittle anybody that does speak out against them. Okay, they want to polarize you. No, network. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your relatives. Talk to your friends. Make this alliance, America. Let their cruelties swell our ranks, because they are. Okay? Network. That's important that you understand what I'm telling you. Network with others. I said to him, I said, I just noticed that so-and-so's site's down and so-and-so's other site is down. And I told him about a friend who had 20 million followers on his Facebook, and he had his site banned for no reason whatsoever. And I said, these are my thoughts. He said, yeah, we lost pages too. Well, I was just highlighting the pages that he just lost. He said, and I was wrong. He said, I tried to play by the rules. I said, the problem that you're having, brother, is these people don't have rules. They think they're above the rules. They think they're above the law. And see, when America, you begin to figure out and understand that you're dealing with people that believe that they don't have to abide by the same laws that we have, then and only then are you going to be able to accurately and correctly respond. That's why it's so important to make reference to law and deal with these people and bring consequence. It's just that simple. Last week, I took the time to share with the American people Facebook, Twitter, Google, etc. are subversive to American government. They are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I proved it, line upon line, precept upon precept. And they're advocating that which is illegal. As a matter of fact, they're advocating what's illegal, like through abortion and homosexuality and now transgenderism. Now they have labeled anybody that dares speak out against them crimes lawfully as haters. Okay? I took the time to show you that. And I also took the time to share with you that you need to take note that whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, Isaiah 5:20, it's always leveled at the law that exposes them for that of which they are guilty of. Psalm 109, verse 4. John 7:7. John 15:17 through 19. And verse 22 of John 15. And then I also shared with you how they are literally putting money behind that which they're advocating. For example, abortion's illegal in this country. I just heard a brand new number today. 70 million babies have been murdered since 1973. All on the backs of the apathetic. Right? Facebook gave a $992 million charity fund to the likes of, guess who, Planned Parenthood. And it's interesting to note that Planned Parenthood has never been banned or censored by Facebook or the big tech companies. But Facebook has illegally censored pro-life Facebook pages. Think about that. Okay? And now if you speak out against the Muslims, right on the heels of the homosexuals, well, that's called Islamophobia now, right? And they'll ban you from that, or they'll censor you for calling it the Muslims for who they are and what they mean to do to this prospective country, right? Just the same way they're doing it in the UK and in Europe as well. And then what I did is I took the time to share with you, just to show you, because again, I can hear people say they have their own platform. Well, I want to say this first. If I was to do in a company what these big tech companies have done through censoring, I guarantee you the state would have came down on me in a minute. And again, keep in mind, my lawful speech is being censored. My alliance with constitutional law in the United States of America is being censored, squelched, shadow banned by these big tech companies because it exposes them for their crimes against we the people. I shared with you the other day, and it's worth reiterating. I can just hear someone say that this is free market capitalism. Again, after all, they can do what they want to do because it's their platform. Again, let me ask you the question, really. You business owners out there, try to do that once. Try to censor people in their speech, lawful speech, and tell me how that works out for you. And yet, this political correctness has been drank, and the American people have been drinking it for a long time. And I know that a lot of Americans in this country are regurgitating political correctness because they see what's behind it is control. Again, to suggest that these big tech companies have the right to do what they're doing through censoring people to use the law against the law and declaring that which is illegal is now somehow legal by illegally monopolizing, banning, censoring, and adhering to the same policies that are un-American and unconstitutional is free market capitalism? Hey, folks, there's nothing free about it. And if you're still not convinced, I want to lay this to your candor. And by the way, we could take this across the boards. What do you think? This is my analogy. What do you think of the banks that refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo in circumventing the Constitution and federal laws, namely those that are at a store to buy a gun or to buy ammo? Well, guess what? Banks are now beginning to monopolize and say, we're not going to give them credit to buy guns. Really? Folks, if you can't see what's behind that, I can't help you. It's called control. It's called wielding power over the American people on deciding what they can lawfully do and what they can unlawfully do. Friends, just think about that. They decide as to what they'll give you money for. As a matter of fact, why don't you ask the banks where they got that money from? Let's take it a step further. Because all that money came from us, friends. See, nobody thinks about this. They don't think things through. And I shouldn't say nobody, but a lot of people don't think these things through. Well, Mr. Banker, I got a question for you, sir. Where are you getting that money anyways to borrow me? Are you getting that from the Federal Reserve? And where did the Federal Reserve, where'd they get that money? Why, they got it from the American people, haven't they? Why, yes, they did. See, and when America begins to understand that all power lies within their hands, to take it away from people like this, oh boy, are things going to turn around. But again, these big tech companies, they have a platform. They can do what they want. I mean, look at their said terms. Before you jump on Facebook, you have to agree to their terms. Well, what if I don't agree to their terms? Well, then I don't get to use it. Okay. But if we go back to their said terms, are those said terms antithetical? Are they in direct contrast to the United States Constitution? Why, yes, they are. Oh, there it is. So wait a second. So their said terms are null and void. Yep, because anything that runs contrary to the Constitution of the United States, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, he said, is nugatory. Oh my goodness! If the people in this country would listen to what I just said, if it runs antithetical or in direct contrast to the United States Constitution and its enumerated laws, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said, is nugatory. It is null and void. It doesn't apply here. How many policies would be overthrown like that in a minute? But they don't want to hear that neither, do the American people? Nope. They want to be enslaved, man. We want to hang out in Egypt. We don't want to be liberated and trusting God. Now, that's hard work. Yep, it is. But he's faithful. And the fact of the matter is, you're not there to prove him. You're there so he can prove you. So he knows what's in your heart. Isn't that interesting how people do that? They turn it on God all the time, on the Lord. And yet, when you look through Scripture and you look into your own lives, Christians, real ones, because he's faithful to the faithful, right? It's interesting to note that he failed not a word of his covenant. Hey, and by the way, now that I'm talking on that branch, I got a question for you. How come we don't hear preachers today talk about the faithfulness of God? Because again, when I look through Genesis all the way to Revelations, I can't find anywhere where the Lord is not faithful to a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Why don't we start talking about that and quit feeling sorry for ourselves, meet Christ at the cross, be empowered by the Holy Ghost, and overcome, because that's what we've been created to be anyways and to do. You're more than overcomers through the faith of him who loved you. Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come right back to this platform talk on Facebook, Twitter, and big tech companies.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the Tax Support Group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got an email this morning from a guy out in North Carolina. And I hope I'm free to share this because I'm going to share just a little bit about what we're talking about right now concerning Facebook and the big tech companies, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, so on and so forth. He had said, your most recent post to one of the outlets is spot on. He said, before the North Carolina Community College, where I had taught English for almost 2 decades, dismissed me because I would not cease and desist speaking out in my classes and on my campus about the truth of both Christianity and the U.S. Constitution. He said that he rallied against political correctness, an obvious oxymoron, because if our freedom of speech is censored, even though euphemistic jargon, then few other freedoms will continue to exist. And then he goes on and on and on. Just think about that. He was let go by a college because he was preaching the presupposition that God is and that which sets on that rock, the revelation of Jesus Christ, our Constitution. It's called common law in the United States of America. He was let go by a college for speaking the truth to the students. Okay? Well, guess what? They want that to go throughout the United States of America. Which brings me now to exactly, again, how these big tech companies are subversive to American governments in so many different ways. And as I go through all this, friends, I go back to the very question, what do you think of the banks that refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo and circumventing the Constitution and federal laws. It's exactly what Facebook's doing. It's exactly what Twitter's doing. It's exactly what Yahoo's doing. It's exactly what Google's doing. It's exactly what big tech companies are doing, friends. I mean, just think about this. We have the people, we the people, have the right to bear arms. But banks refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo. Yet banks are now saying we will no longer extend credit to those who have a God-given right to do so. Folks, again, this is dictatorial, totalitarian, and tyrannical in every way. And just think, if they can shut down your freedom of speech, friends, guess what else they can shut down? They don't want you networking, America. They don't want you networking, America. Here's another question. What happens when the electric company no longer agrees with what I lawfully have to say? Are they going to shut off my electricity and say that they did it lawfully? Baloney. They don't have a platform to do that, America. Or what if my telephone? Again, if they don't like my lawful speech, which exposes their conspiratorial alliance, read Isaiah 28, verse 18, their covenant of death, friends, will be disannulled again. These dummies haven't taken the time to study history. But again, if they don't like my lawful speech, the telephone company, and they begin to call it hate speech, and they decide to shut off my service, folks, is that capitalism or is that tyranny? I'm just laying the questions to you. I mean, and again, I can go around the boards to every aspect of life. Concerning where we have a service, or we had a need, or we have a need of a service. If they just don't like me, all of a sudden they shut me down? That's freedom of speech? Really? And again, keep in mind, there's only two groups of people. Those that obey the law, and those that disobey the law. And those that disobey the law, they forfeit their rights, yet they're trying to convince you that you have to forfeit your rights because they say so. The lawless are saying that you are forfeiting your rights because you're obeying the law that ensures your rights. That's the purpose of government. That's the purpose of government. Those that mean to rule over you, friends, mean to silence you. That's exactly what they're doing. And all of it is being done under the guise of being done legally because big money tech companies and corrupt politicians have said so. Craziness. But George Washington said that if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Hey, isn't it interesting how the CIA-controlled media, the main networks, friends, MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, ABC, so on and so forth, and the newspaper outlets across the country as well, because they're all in alliance, isn't it interesting how they started calling everybody that called them out for who they were? Isn't it interesting how they picked up fake news? And then they appoint a CIA organization with two corrupt CEOs, call them out for who they are and how they're being paid by the CIA as being Snopes.com, telling you what's true and what's not true. If you'd read the law, you would understand who Snopes is. If you'd read the law, you would know who's doing the lying. Isn't it interesting how they're the ones that accuse people that tell the truth? Isn't it interesting how they call them fake news? And yet I have, over the last 20 years, exposed the CIA-controlled media for who they are from A to Z. They made the mistake of attacking. See? And once they did that, then we began to take it back to them, and that's exactly what you need to do, too. There's nothing lawful about what big tech companies are doing. Folks, I don't care if you get me a judge that has been sitting on the bench for 70 years. I don't care. A little child can stand in front of this judge that says otherwise to the Constitution, in which he is to discover and apply, and he can show that judge the truth of the matter. We don't need their corrupt interpretation because they took a gift that blinded their eyes under the table by these big tech companies that they're working for in so many different cases. By the way, that's the message going to the young people, too, and this is why they're sick and tired of the older generation. They're not sick and tired of our constitutional republic. They're sick and tired of the older generation standing back and allowing these people to lie to them day after day, month after month, year after year. But folks, I can get a little kid to go up in front of the face of a judge that's been sitting there 70 years and say, hang on a second, what's happening here, Judge, across the boards, as you well know, and you do know, is a complete violation of everything we stand for in so many different ways. For him to say otherwise after I read off the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, for him to say otherwise shows you exactly who he's working for, and it's not for the American people. And if he agrees to it, then he is. He's doing his job. He's doing a good job, right? And that's exactly what we'll stand with is good government. But you have the President of the United States saying, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. I did share with you at the offset of the show that Facebook is ramping up censorship leading to the midterm elections. Friends, what else do you need concerning incriminating evidence? Because if this isn't incriminating, friends, I don't know what is. And again, they're only doing what you let them get away with. They're only doing what you let them get away with. Nothing more and nothing less. And Facebook is just all across the boards on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, being called out for their corruption. I told you earlier, friends, during the first segment, AFA, American Family Association, Facebook now censoring and blocking prayer sites. But they haven't done anything to Planned Parenthood site. Why is that? Because, again, a couple corrupt judges said, well, we're going to sanction the innocent of the murder. And by the way, if you have not seen the movie Gosnell, go see it. Do yourself a favor. Very well done. Matter of fact, we're going to go see it again up and coming here. It was that well done. And you're going to leave angry, but you're also going to be glad that you went to see it. When you get a moment, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. I anticipate I'm going to be getting some emails and some responses now because we have so many bold Christians out there that are willing to call in on live radio into over 103 outlets and declare the ground that they need to take. By the way, you'll never take the ground until you're willing to declare that you're going to take the ground. That's an act of faith. And you move on your faith, and you show the world your faith by what you do, right? But with that said, if you'd like to call in at any time, and leave a message, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to book us in the up-and-coming, it looks like we're going to be in Michigan, in Arkansas, hopefully Arizona again here pretty soon. We're about 3 months out, 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to support, if you'd like to see some of the new stuff that we got on the store, and you'd like to boldly declare that we are ruled by God and not by tyrants, Romans 12:20, you can do that as well. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can check out both of those websites. And again, if you'd like to call in at any time for any other reason, you'd like to support, you can do that as well. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Again, we thank you for Before It's News. Michael Roach over there, we appreciate your trust. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.